Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi guys, how's it going? This is Anna with the Inglês Online podcast. I wanted to thank everyone who left a review for the podcast recently. Thank you so much. And wanted to ask you guys, like if you've been a listener for a while, if you enjoy the podcast, please head over to iTunes or the Apple Store or the podcast app on your iPhone and leave a review for the podcast. And if you use Google Podcasts, please do the same. It really helps the podcast become, you know, better known, and more people will get to listen to it because they'll see the reviews and be interested. If you leave a nice review, that is. Okay, so let's just get to it and start the new episode. So today I wanted to talk about this expression or idiom or whatever you want to call it, which is the benefit of the doubt. Okay, we use the same expression in Portuguese with the same words. And here at Inglês Online, we published an article, right? An English tip featuring this expression a while ago. But I thought this expression is popular enough, like it's common enough that it deserves a podcast episode. So here it is. The benefit of the doubt. When do you give someone the benefit of the doubt? It's usually when you don't know them very well, I would say. Because if you know someone very well, like you know if they're telling the truth or not. Generally, you know if someone is telling the truth or not when you know them very well. So if you don't know someone very well, if your relationship with this person is not very close, it's not a very close relationship, then something happens and you give them the benefit of the doubt. So what kind of thing? So let's say you're talking to your friend, your good friend, okay? Your good friend, Jack. You guys have been friends for a while. And Jack's mate, whom you don't know very well, Paul, okay? So Paul is there as well. Paul is listening to the conversation and you don't know Paul very well. So you and Jack get to talking and you end up sharing with Jack that you're planning a birthday party for your cousin, let's say. So the next day, your cousin, Kelly, gives you a ring and says, "Hey, I heard you're planning my birthday party. That's so cool." And, you know, there goes the surprise. You know, there's no surprise anymore. She heard the news that you're planning her surprise party. And you ask her, "Well, who told you?" And she says, I'm not going to tell you because I don't want you to be mad at the person who told me. But it's okay. Don't worry. But you know what? You are a bit mad because when you were talking, the only person you told about this was Jack, and inadvertently, you also told Paul, right? Because you forgot that Paul was right there. You were talking to your friend Jack, and you told Jack that you were planning Kelly's surprise party. But you know that Paul heard you. So now you're thinking, it has to be Paul, because, I mean, Jack is my buddy. Jack has been my friend for years. He would never do that. He knows to keep a secret. He knows it's my secret. He would never go and tell Kelly. So it has to have been Paul. So you talk to Jack, and Jack says, "Hey, no, it can't be Paul. He's such a good keeper of secrets. He would never do that. And also, he doesn't know your cousin." And you say, "Okay, well, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, okay?" Meaning, you're not sure that it wasn't him, but you're also not sure that it was him. Since you don't know this person very well, okay, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. So you're still gonna talk to Paul. Maybe you'll become friends. You know, you're not sure one way or another. So okay, you're giving him the benefit of the doubt. Now, this is an expression that if you say to a friend of yours or someone that is close to you, like, "I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt," it sounds slightly aggressive, in my opinion. Because basically, you're telling this person that you don't trust them. You know, you're telling them that you're not sure if they're telling you the truth. So don't say this expression lightly to someone unless you don't really care what they're gonna think. Because if it's someone that you know, like if it's a friend or a family member, again, basically, you're telling them, I don't really trust you. Okay, so that's it for today. Let me know in the comments if you have ever said the benefit of the doubt, either in Portuguese or in English. And talk to you next time.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.